Enjoy the film.
You want butter on your popcorn?
The theater will be ready in a second.
Henry, Greg,
Kyle,
you Henry. Two are looking at, and I guess everyone, all you people listening, you're listening to a guy who's going steady with a girl.
With Chariot?
Her name is Charlie.
Oh, with oh, Cherry?
That makes sense.
Her name is Charlie.
Charlie?
Yes.
Like as in Chariot.
You're caught up on the name. Oh, the fact is that I am in a relationship gotcha. For the first time.
He is
time.
Going steady.
Oh my God.
That's right. He's got two horses in front pulling the wagon.
Pulling the wagon behind you. Gladiator.
Steadily sure. moving, baby.
Yeah. The second date with wow. Charlie went super well.
Did it?
Don't pretend like you weren't there, Greg. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
You're playing coy. But I appreciate you you waiting until the date was over before you approached me and set the tablecloth on fire.
Well, you're very welcome.
That showed a lot of self-control.
In all honesty, I was running late.
Of course you were.
Yeah, daylight savings time kind of...
That was last week.
Bit me in my ass.
We gained an hour last week.
Yeah, how did that Boy, affect you now?
My alarm clock was just... wonky. Am I right?
I guess so.
Was I correct?
But Henry, I want to thank you again for being with me on the second date as well.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I couldn't be as involved.
That was fine. I think I didn't.
Why? In what way? In what way were you not involved? Well, let's start over. So you went on the second date and it went well.
Yes, we went to Rodolfo's again.
I mean, where else would you go?
It's the only like fine dining.
Windows Rodolfo's.
Well, I guess you could go to Taco something.
Taco Mamas.
Taco Mamas?
Taco Town?
Taco Town. Oh, it was taken over by Linda. She bought Taco Universe.
Right.
Right.
And then she renamed that one specific
to
location.
To Linda's Taco Mamas.
To Linda's Mamas. Parentheses, we make tacos.
Tacos and are served here.
But anyway, yeah, we went to Linda's Rodolfo's Bistro and had a wonderful time. Henry, you were in my ear
what
again.
What did Cherry have to say?
Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of talked about like our lives and the things we're into. We talked about movies a little bit.
How often did you, Kyle, bring up Donald Sutherland?
Listen to this. Almost not at all.
Holy wow. shit.
Almost zero times.
And from what I heard, that's truthful.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I only mentioned him in a list of my favorite actors. Because
oh
we asked
goodness.
Each other, like, who are your favorite movie stars? And I was like, well, my first five are Donald Sutherland. The next five are also Donald Sutherland. But number 11, I don't know, Anne Hathaway's pretty good. And that was it. That
what
was
were
the
Cherries?
Charlie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she knows all about movies.
Really?
She was talking about she really loves Scorsese films. She likes Tarantino's movies. She's a fan of you know, cinema as
wow.
an art.
Wow. A cinephile.
She wouldn't be interested in this podcast then.
Do you think she'd like to come on this podcast?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I could ask her. Maybe after a few more dates. I don't
That'd
know.
That'd be fun. I'd love to have a conversation with her too. That'd be fun.
Oh,
you
okay.
stay away. Hmm?
Ever since your sister gave me that, she delivered to me that, not a warrant. What was it?
A restraining
a heartfelt
order?
Restraining
That's
order.
That's it. It was heartfelt. Well, I mean, there were a lot of powerful words used in it.
But she signed it.
She did sign it. So now I have her signature.
You give a lot more than her signature.
Yeah.
The thing I'm least concerned about you having is her signature.
That's fair. So we watched a movie this week.
We did. Welcome to Breaker Man, the Cineplex.
Yeah. Welcome back.
I'm in such a good mood.
Nice.
Yay. Go,
so
Kyle.
Great.
I'm going to pat myself on the
For
back.
For you.
Go.
Way to go, Kyle.
Way to be Kyle.
Hopefully this doesn't cut into your second podcast time too much.
Yeah.
I don't even care if it does. My priorities
Whoa.
Have changed.
Hold wow. on.
I might
We're
leave
looking
this
at a
podcast.
New
oh, my
okay,
God. Well, let's hold
you're
on.
You're the one who does all the
yeah,
work.
Yeah, you this, know so. How to swip the buttons and flip the slippins. I don't know what's going on with any of this.
You like, don't this even cable, know the word for it.
This yeah. cable right here, yeah. where does it lead?
That's your shoelace.
And what about this one?
That's your other shoelace.
And what if I do this?
You're tying your shoes.
Now, why would I do that if I was intending to get up and... Oh!
Yeah, you took to tie your shoelaces together, Greg.
I don't know how to run a podcast.
That was really elaborate to show that.
But
that
was... I take your point. I'll stay on this podcast.
Nice.
I will make time for this.
Very good. Well, that's fantastic that you're finding something else other than Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah, goodness.
That is very good.
Yeah, move over, Donald. There's something else taking up space in my
heart. There's a new chariot in town.
Her name is Charlie.
Yeehaw. Uh-huh.
But again, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Breaking with the Cineplex. My name is Kyle McClinsky.
My name is Greg Basil.
My name is Henry, manager of Plute Enterprises, Harrison.
Oh.
Oh, my. I noticed that you, now that you say it, I noticed that your name tag has changed a little bit.
It's a little bit larger.
A little bit larger.
You work at it every day. Never make the same mistake twice.
There you go. Now, how is that the managing of your own enterprise? How is that cutting into your work here at the theater?
Well, they go hand in hand.
Do they?
Oh, yes.
Pray tell, in what way?
Steve is a huge investor in Plude.
Mm.
Really? And he's a Plude investor?
He's a Plude investor.
I was saying, you weren't doing a lot for Steve anyway. You were just cleaning his motorcycle.
Say that again.
You weren't doing much for Steve anyway.
Okay, well, that's like, you know, personal.
You've told
us. You're pretty vocal about it. Like, you seem to not like doing that.
Doing what?
Just cleaning his motorcycle.
Just the motorcycle thing? Yeah, just the motorcycle thing. No, I don't like that.
Okay, but everything else is fine.
Everything's great.
Everything else is fine. Okay.
But you're
Plute is really taken off.
Has it now? Now, I noticed earlier, as I was coming into work, I noticed that you were outside and you were screaming and pulling your hair. What was that about?
Was that related?
Was that related to Plude? Something happening with Plude?
Yeah.
Was that a good screaming and pulling of hair?
New advertising strategy.
Oh.
Because
a lot of people were walking by. I heard about this.
Did you?
I wasn't
yes, indeed.
There, but I heard about this. People walking by asking you what was wrong. And then would you just like pitch them on
there
Plude?
There you go. They're sold already.
And hey, they were telling me about it. Mm-hmm. So it's working.
Hey, yeah. The word of mouth.
You're a marketing...
All press is good press.
Jeez.
There you go. Is that true? All press is good press?
All press is Plude press.
What if it...
So here's a question, though.
Yes.
Are you going to be able to get Plude into the dictionary? Are you going to talk to your dad about that?
It's already there.
Really?
Because well, you've got an in.
436th release installment.
Oh, that's coming
look
up.
Look for it in the new one.
Nice. I need to... I canceled my subscription a little while ago because, you know, most of those words are not really useful in everyday... conversation.
But Plude.
Plude, that seems like a winner.
Is that going to bring you back?
I think that's going to reel me back in.
There you go.
You can tell your father that I'm a dickhead again. A fan of his dictionaries.
That's what we call him.
Yeah.
We're all just a group of dickheads.
We're just a town full of dickheads.
That's great, because then your Plute is just going to get into the common vernacular, and
it'll take off.
Yep.
You might put this city on the map.
There you go.
Our town might be more than just a place where a cult was, and now is again.
There you go.
It's all we're
very
known
well.
For
it
to
might.
Start.
Yeah, this might. This
and
might.
The place where Mr. Banjo was filmed.
That is a pretty big.
That is a pretty a big selling pull. Point. Yeah. We have the pile still.
We do still have the pile.
Well,
we have the pile again.
It's much bigger because
it's a much larger pile because it is the entire.
Speaking of the pile,
yes.
I was there rummaging.
Sure.
And
as one does.
Have you seen the lizard people recently?
I don't hang out in the pile,
what?
Greg.
The lizard people are confined to the pile, and I do not go there.
They have a university.
Like a school?
Yeah.
Shit.
Like college level school?
Collegiate level education.
Did you see Mark over there?
Do they have a football team?
Answering both those at the same time, yes.
Wow.
And what?
And Mark was not only was he the head coach of the football team,
yeah.
He was the dean
Wow.
Of the university.
Good for Mark.
Man. I know, right? The president of the university. Dean or president? Those are two separate things. There's a president and a dean. And Mark was both.
He was one of those. Wow, okay. He was both. Well, he's
founder.
But geez, I was having a conversation with some of these lizards. I don't know how they would like to be called. Sure. Because I didn't ask them. I just called them scalies. And I was shaking my finger at them. I was sitting down at a table with a sign that said, "Prove me that scalies aren't I don't know, some racist parallel."
Subhuman.
Yeah.
And so by conversation, you mean you were scolding them?
Yeah.
For being a lizard people.
For being who they are. I was like, you should be different.
Do you speak enough lispish to get that point across?
Well, yeah. I know enough conversationally. I can speak conversationally.
Is this
probably
all from your word of a day calendar?
Uh-huh.
They have the words
for
subhuman.
They have racist
scum.
Terms on there?
Well, no, I kind of surmised. I kind of did a little, I almost said editing, but yeah, you know, I could surmise.
Sure. You don't even know English.
You don't even
words
know what you're saying.
Yeah, you really should pick up another dictionary.
You need to resubscribe, you dickhead.
Yeah.
Hey, dickhead. I'm a dickhead. You're a dickhead. We're all dickheads.
Now let's go buy some Plude.
And those lizards are getting smart.
Yeah, they have.
And
a
they
college.
Are surprisingly peaceful.
They have more colleges in the pile than we have in Timberdale.
That's a fact.
One.
This is a fully accredited university, huh?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And these lizards, let me tell you, as I was trying to rile them up, trying to get a reaction out of them, they were so calm and they were so polite and they just came at me with love and it made me angrier. Because they're different than me. I was having a conversation with Juan about this, and I was like, "Do you ever come across a group of people that you hate because they're different?" And he said, "No, that's
bigotry."
Bigotry. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "What's that word mean?"
I don't know. I don't own a dictionary.
I don't have a dictionary.
Is that like plude?
Is that some sort of type of plude?
Yeah, goodness. Juan is a wonderful person, by the way. I've been hanging out with him more often.
Yeah, are you still hanging out with his family on occasion?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Gonzalez. They are a wonderful family.
Did
Very
you know
cool.
his dad can drink legally?
Legally.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, I think I did know that. I feel like.
I felt like I knew that before you told me.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. Really cool people. Really cool people. I've been learning a lot.
Not the right things. Anyway.
Anyway, we already started the podcast and introduced ourselves, and then we immediately just got off topic again. But
we're really good at that.
Yeah, we watched a movie this week.
That makes
week.
Me think of something about...
Greg.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Greg, why don't you introduce the movie that we watched this week?
Sure, yeah. The movie that we watched this week was called Fortune Favors the Prepared.
Okay.
And this was
That's
about
true.
Yeah, this was about a guy who was preparing for the end times.
Mm-hmm.
He is prepared for every
right
in, like conceivable end of the world yeah. possible.
What are they
There's
called? Preppers?
Yeah,
doomsday
prepper.
Doomsayer.
Doom.
He called himself an Oompa Doompa.
No, what did he call it? He called himself something though. It was something like he was like you've heard of doom. Well, shit. Now I already forgot what it was. Doom
I'm
preppers.
Dr. Doom.
I'm Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom Little.
So Dr. Doom Little was
yeah.
the main character.
Uh huh. Dr. Doom Little, which was not his real name.
It's a self.
But we don't
name.
Actually learn his real name.
No, because he thinks that...
Because that's what he calls himself.
And that would open himself
he
up
He shredded
weakness.
All of his government documents because exactly. he wants to be untraceable.
Mm-hmm. Untraceable. And he's going around and he's telling everybody he's wearing a sandwich
pamphlets.
Board.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like the end is nigh. The end is nigh. You better start prepping. Bury your gold. A gun in every room. Canned food. Water, please. Doesn't have enough water, apparently.
He's holding out a measuring cup, hoping people pour
yeah.
water in it.
And he's tapping on it. He's like, water, please. And so he's going around, and he's saying the end times are coming, the end times are coming, the end times are coming. And there's this one college student. Greg,
he drank some really hot coffee before he started doing this.
So he can't talk great.
Mm. And he he's passing out these pamphlets and stuff, and he's preaching. He's proselytizing.
He's literally on a soapbox.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Soapbox.
That's right.
I almost went to apple box.
There you go.
Well, he had apple one of those box too.
Jeans. He had one of those too, but he wasn't standing on it.
No. He had apples in that one.
It was his apple box.
Right.
For the end times.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Canned food, water, please, an apple box. And so he's passing out the pamphlets, and this group of kids comes, this group of kids, they come up, and they're like, if you're so smart, then how do you know that the end times is coming? He's like, I've seen it in the crystal.
They're like, it sounds like you're making that up right now.
And he's like, no, it's a ball of crystal. It's a crystal ball.
And they're like, oh, are you talking about Madam Fortune Teller down the road? We just came from there and got all our fortunes told.
And he says, turns out, no,
I'm gonna live forever.
He's like, that can't be right. If Doomsday is coming, this kid can't live forever.
So he marches his way down to Madam Fortune Teller.
Yeah, he's pissed off.
Yeah, he's all right pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And he marches his way down to Fortune Teller, and he bursts through the door.
It's more of like a tapestry. But he bursts through the tapestry.
He bursts through. Throws it aside. Kind of gets caught in it a little bit, and he kind of flails around, and he gets in there. He's like,
he enters, and she's like, come in. I've been expecting you. I'm Madam Fortune Teller, which is her real name.
That is her real name.
Very fortuitous.
Yeah. She has a... fortuitous. She has a little name. She has a little name tag. My name is Fortune Teller.
Yeah. And she's got her birth certificate up on the wall.
Yeah. Some people have their diplomas up on the wall. She has her birth certificate.
Just to prove it.
Like, yes, that is my real name. Let's move past it.
M. Fortune Teller.
And no, I didn't.
I come from a long line of fortune tellers. They knew.
Yeah, they knew what was going on.
They knew what was coming.
This was a family.
First name, Madam. Last name, Fortune Teller.
Now.
She's also a doctor.
Let's move past it. She is. She was actually, she was a doctor in physics.
So Dr. Madam Fortune Teller welcomes in Dr. Doom Little.
Dr. Doom Little. And she says, welcome in, doctor, if that is your real name. And he kind of gets real shifty-eyed. And he's like, what do you mean? She's like, I've seen it in the...
the crystal.
The crystal.
He's like, it sounds like you're making that up right now.
She's like, no, it's right here. Holds up a crystal ball.
And he is stunned.
Yeah, he's like, what the... is that a ball of crystal? I made that up. I mean, I've seen this before.
And she starts to kind of like wave her hands around it. And she's like, take a close look into this ball. And he's kind of like mesmerized. He's really squinting real hard, trying to picture what he's in. He's like, it's the end times. I can see them. She's like,
see the apocalypse.
Look closer. No. And see, she's like, no, that's not. If you look closer, you might see. And he says, the whole world up in flames, earthquakes, shattering the earth.
Waves.
Tidal waves.
But big.
Big ones.
Too big.
Fires. Burning. And she's like, no. If you look closer, you'll see that there are, that there's you with a wife and a child. And he says, I need to prepare for this.
So he kicks over the table and he leaves.
And he rips through the tapestry again and leaves. And he runs home. Runs all the way home. He picks up his apple box on the way.
Yeah.
In a sandwich board. His knees are just slapping against the...
He's eating an apple.
Ow. But there's no time to take out the sandwich board. No. He's got to get home.
He got to go. So he gets home. He gets into he gets to his home, locks his door. There are like 15 padlocks, and we follow every single one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, click, 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 click.
Solving a little Rubik's Cube puzzle.
Yeah.
Has to do a breathalyzer.
A Sudoku. and he runs downstairs to his panic room that he's got. It's this big, huge metal door with the classic doorknob thing, the big...
like on a vault.
Yeah. A big vault handle.
A submarine hatch.
Uh-huh. And it's got a little periscope.
So he can see what's happening above ground. Yeah. Very smart.
It's pretty good.
He wants to see the end times. He just doesn't want to be in them.
Exactly. And he gets into his vault, and he's got the walls are lined with canned foods and apples, and he has empty jugs for water.
Yeah, almost no water.
He needs water, please. And he's secluded down there. He's like, this is where I will take my stand. The world's gonna end, and it's gonna happen soon, because I just saw it.
And then he hears a voice behind, and he spins around, and there's Madam Fortune Teller. He's like, how did you get in? I locked all the locks. Did you see how heavy that door was? And she was like, I'm magical. I'm a fortune teller. I brought the crystal ball because you got it wrong.
And he's like, what do you mean?
She says, this time you don't look. I'm just going to look in the crystal ball.
And he doesn't seem to. He looked really, really upset with that. He seemed like real pouty.
Yeah.
He was like, I wanted to look in the crystal ball.
Yeah. It was fun last time.
Yeah. I wanted to look, and I know what I see. She starts to explain. She starts to explain. Look again. Me. I'm going to look again. You stay over there. Don't worry. And she's looking at it, and she's saying how the fog, she's saying, I see fog. The fog is lifting. I see you. I see you with a woman. A woman. She wears a ring. It's an expensive one.
And it's on her third finger on the left hand.
The left hand. You have one too.
Mm-hmm. What does this mean?
And he says, the end is nigh.
The end times? Does
no.
it mean the end times?
No.
She's like, I can't see the faces, though. Yeah, except for yours. I know it's you.
Yeah,
I can't
this is see you. Definitely.
The face of your wife or child.
And he looks, he's like, the panic room is going to burn down. And he starts to unlock all the rocks. And he's like trying to escape his panic room. Because
mm-hmm.
he is afraid of it catching fire.
Mm-hmm.
He has this weird vision type thing where he like has, he expects doom. He's just a doom. He's a doom.
He's a doom prepper.
A doom prepper.
He's Dr. Doom, little, but big. He's prepping for big doom.
He's trying to run to the hardware store. He's like, I need to flameproof this whole room. And so he's gathering supplies at the hardware store.
Mm-hmm. He's got a big cart, and he's got a shopping list. He's like, fire extinguisher, other stuff. I didn't read the list.
I wonder if they sell water here. I'll get water later.
Yeah.
I have the containers for it.
That's most of the work on. I'm mostly there.
And so he's at the checkout stand, and
who's behind the counter?
It's
Madam Fortune Teller.
Dr. Madam Fortune Teller.
And she's there, and she says, do you have a coupon for this? It's okay, we have an in-house coupon if you'd like. Also, look at this crystal ball, because you really did not see what was going on. And he says, no, I saw everything. I saw flames. and she says, look again, God damn it. And she says, I see you with a woman. There's a child here. This child looks like you.
And, but partially like someone else as well.
You know, like kid. Like this kid is yours and somebody else's as well with somebody else. and he looks at it again. He says, earthquakes! Earthquakes! I need to prep my panic room for earthquakes.
The film has established a pattern here.
Mm-hmm. She just keeps showing.
She's trying. Like, she is trying.
And she's going above and beyond. She doesn't have to do this.
Right.
He didn't even pay her the first reading.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And he didn't pay for
this. This is all off the clock right now.
But she's weirdly drawn to this guy.
Yeah.
Dr. Doom Little.
Dr. Doom Little. She's intent on informing him that everything will be fine.
So he runs off to go...
Earthquake proof his panic room.
Right.
And I don't know.
Which is underground.
Yeah. Do you think if you surrounded a room with rubber, that would earthquake proof?
Maybe some sort of like shock.
Shock absorbent? Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, it's not what he does.
No.
He just fills the room with pillows.
Yeah. And he's like, that'll do.
So he's got flame retardant blankets, pillows all over. And he's like, well, it's time to take a nap.
Now I'm ready for everything. And he kind of falls asleep. And he wakes up in a start. And he's like, the end is nigh. And there's Madam Fortune Teller again. Mm-hmm. And Madam Fortune Teller's, calm yourself. I come with good news this time, if you'll listen to me. And he says, please.
Good news.
Speak your piece.
Is there a tornado?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I can handle tornadoes.
I'm already prepped for that.
Yeah. I've got the tornado kit right over there in the corner.
It's just a leaf blower.
Yeah. I don't know what his plan is there. To blow it in the opposite direction, maybe?
There you go.
Hey, we can only assume.
That's just science.
We never got to see that.
Unfortunately.
But she says, in the crystal ball, I see, don't you look at it.
Close your eyes. Face away. Face the wall.
And he kind of,
fine.
Begrudgingly, he's like, God, okay. And she looks at it again, and she says, I see you. With a ring on your finger, a woman with a ring on her finger. I've told you this before. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. There's a kid. Looks like it's yours. With this woman. There's a dog. There's a house. The house is not torn down. Mm-hmm. It was not hit by a hurricane. There was no fire that happened. This house is fine.
She's like, the fog is continuing to disperse, and I'm seeing more and more details about your future. In fact, I can see the woman's face. And she stops. She's like, the woman is me.
And she
gets down on one knee.
And she pulls out a ring.
She's like, this is the ring from the crystal ball.
Holy shit.
She realizes she was looking at her own future.
She was just seeing her reflection in the ball.
Oh my goodness. And so,
but right, so she pops the question.
Uh-huh. She's like, hey, will you stop being so crazy about doom prepping and marry me, you son of a bitch?
And he says, yes.
But with the realization that she's been seeing her own future, she's like, wait, so does that mean what you've been seeing in the ball is real? And just then,
all the pillows burst fire.
All the pillows
and
fire.
All of the blankets spout hurricanes.
And the room starts to shake.
Uh-huh.
And the lights start to flicker and dim. Mm-hmm. And they huddle next to each other and grasp each other. And they say, the end is nigh in unison. And it cuts to black.
And roll credits. Now, you see, something I like about cartoons is you can really convey a lot
with very little stuff. Yeah. Yes.
It doesn't have to follow any sort of rules.
Right.
Or filmmaking structure.
Yeah, geez. It could be completely out of left field.
Mm-hmm.
It could be confusing.
Was this a parable? Or are we supposed to kind of like learn something
about
it?
Yeah, I don't know. Were we supposed to take this as prepare for anything?
Fortune favors the prepared. That feels like maybe the emphasis was like, prepare for the worst.
And then good things will happen.
But did Dr. Doomlittle cause the fire in his...
No, I feel like the motto here was like, fortune favors the prepared, as in like, so she made her own destiny here.
She pursued this guy immediately.
Yeah.
Oh. He was the prepared and Fortune.
And Madam Fortune favored him.
Wow. Oh. Okay. That could do.
Oh, now the story seems makes a lot more sense.
Now everything makes sense.
They should have called it Madam Fortune favors the prepared.
Or Madam Fortune favors Dr.
Doomlittle.
Anyway, yeah.
Six.
There you go.
I'll give it a 7. I'll give it an 8.
Oh, right to it.
I'll give it an 8.
I'll give it
I'll give it a 7.
Give it a 7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fortune favors the prepared.
Fortune favors the pip. I feel like it's getting worse.
Yeah, man. You gotta...
Do you have a dictionary like on you, Henry, that we could just lend to Greg?
Yeah, I have this pocket one.
Oh, okay. Let me just do it. Ooh! Okay.
Small, but thick.
Goodness.
Dense.
Yeah, dense is how I would describe it.
How many words are in here? Because this is a lot smaller than they usually are.
Yeah, well, that's only, you know, A through X.
Most of the words are in the
most
Y
of them.
And Z.
My goodness. About 90%.
Wow.
Of
well,
all words are
thank
in
you
there.
Very much. I appreciate that. I'll use this, maybe.
Do it.
Yeah.
For the sake of our podcast.
Maybe I can use it to get myself on some dates, huh? Now you you're gonna go on a third date with Cherry?
Mm-hmm. Charlie.
Right?
Cherry.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Who's gonna coach you on that one?
I think I'm gonna fly solo.
Are you?
It's a risk. I think I'm ready for it.
You think you're ready for that?
I think I'm ready for it. I believe in myself.
If you think you're ready,
I
support
you.
Who am I to say?
I guess I'll support you.
You're not gonna make me second guess it.
Well, you know.
You never know. I mean, you never know what might happen.
The apple doesn't fall far from the chariot.
What? Is that a parable or something I need to know to be successful on my date?
Oh, you'll find out.
No, what does that mean?
Bye.
Bye.
Oh no.